y'all. Welcome to the Majestic Mix podcast. As you know, or if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm your lovely lady behind the mic, the creator and host of this entire podcast. Also, if this is your first time hearing me speak, welcome here. I'm so excited that you're listening to me today, and I hope this episode helps you because this one is a very transparent episode, and it factors into why I have not been recording for so long. Backstory, y'all. I looked at the calendar, and I realized that today is Martin Luther King Day, is the 18th, and this episode is going to go up as soon as I finish with it. I'm not going to do too much editing to it because it's a raw conversation, but my last episode was December 15th, so a whole month has passed, and here's why. This episode is all about creative block, the challenges of creative block, ways to get over creative block, and everything that goes into that. In all honesty, I wanted to come back on here and have another heart-to-heart with my creatives because the last time we had a full heart-to-heart, that was season one, and I made an episode entitled A Message for All Creatives. So if you are a creative and you're listening to this, if you want to go listen to that, I dropped some gems on that one. But this one right here is about creative block. I don't even think I touched on creative block in that last episode. This is something that we kind of try to brush off when it comes to being a creative because this is the toughest part that nobody likes to actually speak about. And as I'm speaking about it right now, it's kind of helping me in my creative process, which is so weird because that's why I've been gone so long. I honestly have not been knowing. I haven't been inspired. I just have not been knowing what I want to come on here and say. But y'all know what? Like I said, as I'm talking, ideas are just flowing through within me. And that's so crazy how that works. Once you start talking about it, you know, the idea just comes to you. But the creative block process, like I said, is the toughest part of being a creative because you know that you want to make something. And it may either be big or small. But when you don't have inspiration, it can get really tough and you can start to doubt your ability. And that's one thing I feel like you just need to snap out of. Don't start doubting your ability just because you haven't came up with a great idea. Or, you know, if somebody made something and you saw it on Twitter, get inspired. Don't feel inferior. Get inspired. Me personally, and sometimes I even do this to myself, and honestly, I think we all do it to ourselves. We see something so big and we're just like, why didn't I think of that? But it's not a matter of why didn't you think of that. It's a matter of use that as inspiration to do better or to step outside the box. Because if it's something we clearly didn't think about, it's something that seems outside the box for us, if y'all get what I'm saying. And side note, I promise y'all I'm in a good mood. I might sound a little monotone today, but that's just because today's episode is raw, uncut, unfiltered. I don't even think I'm going to do too much editing to this episode. And me saying that, I'm leaving that in the episode. I'm not going to do too much editing. I'm just going to let my thoughts flow out of me. And so I can kind of come into some new inspiration. Creatives, I promise y'all, this will help you in the long run. Once you sit down and start to map out your frustrations, you can really turn that into art if you think about it. Because me right now, I've been going through it for the past month, which is why I haven't been recording. But I have some stuff lined up, finally. And some more things are coming to me, but I wanted to knock this one out first because it is so important within the creative process. And I don't think you gotta have real good courage to bring stuff like this on your platform because, you know, this is, like I said, this is something we don't like to discuss because we want to make it seem like we have all these good ideas and, you know, things just come to us. But sometimes when they don't come to us, it's frustrating. And this is a conversation that needs to be had. And to even be honest with y'all, everybody experiences creative block. Whether it's somebody you see that just keeps dropping things, that creative process is completely different from your creative process. But I promise you there was some block in there somewhere. That period of block might have been shorter, but I promise you that block was in there somewhere. And really one of the main questions when we get into creative block is, what haven't I done yet? Or can I expand upon something I've already done and make it look new? Can it be refurbished? Even if you don't have any new ideas right now, you can kind of tap into something you've already done and just create based off of that. For anybody that's an artist, whether it's a recording artist, whether you're a visual artist, look at something you've already done and get into series. If you've never tapped into series, I promise you that will save you so much time in your creative process because you are literally expanding upon an idea that you've already had. And it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until, you know, there's a stopping point. Creating a series kind of helps me within my recording process or if I'm writing something, my writing process. If you've noticed anything on this podcast is that I will revisit a topic and I will expand upon it because that's always a good idea. Just because it's an old idea doesn't mean it can't be a new idea. Remember that. Old ideas can completely be brought back into life. Seriously, if it's something you've done and it was super successful, bring it back. If it was a fan fave, don't doubt your ability. Just bring it back. The next thing I want to get into is kind of experimenting. I know some people do not like to experiment because they feel like, oh, I'm going to fail. And a lot of people have that fear of failure. Creatives, y'all know what I'm talking about. We do not want to fail. If it's our art, we're very sensitive about our art. And people who are not creatives, sometimes they don't understand. And it's really hard just to even explain that to somebody who considers themselves a non-creator. It gets really tough. We are so passionate about our art. But back to experimenting. Experimenting can be one of the most challenging, scary, yet beautiful processes at the same time. And here's why I say beautiful, because you create something so new, something you didn't even know you had within you. And you fall in love with it first, because that's important. You fall in love with your art first. Others are seeing the vision. And now, you know, it's just this new thing that you created spontaneously. So if you're worried about failure, you didn't even succeed yet. Like, you've never even experimented with whatever it is that you wanted to try that was new. So, you know, you can't worry about the success or the failure yet. You just got to go ahead and just take that risk and create. You got to keep creating, because the only way to really beat that creative block is to keep creating and keep expanding upon ideas and to keep, you know, experimenting. I promise you, it'll save you. A little bit more about me. In that month when I wasn't creating, and I'm coming out of that month now because I'm back. I promise y'all, I'm back and I'm better. And I have so many exciting things coming. But within that month, it was so tough. I ended up, you know, getting some new things. I got a camera, so now I'm looking into digital stuff. I'm, you know, experimenting with new things, new softwares I can record on. I'm looking at new equipment now. But that's all just because, you know, something new was introduced to me, and that was me having a camera. And now look at me, I'm considering expanding upon this current idea, which is this podcast, all because, you know what I'm saying, somebody made a purchase for me, or you can go out and make a purchase and it can really inspire you. Which leads me into my next point. If you have to go out and spend some coin just to get some inspiration, do it. Now, spending money, it falls into the risk category, because I know everybody don't got money to spend like that. I understand, I'm a college student, and you know, everybody just not balling like that, but that is okay. But if you just so happen to bump up size some extra money, or you are a creative for a living, spend that money. If it's something that you feel like is going to benefit you, spend that money. Because when it's in your hand, you might just have all these different ideas once it's in hand. Now, that's why you got to invest in yourself. Because if you don't invest in yourself first, and you're the creative and you're the person that's making the art, then who's going to invest into you? If we being honest, nobody. Sometimes if you do want to push better art and it's something that you don't have, you just got to go out there and spend the money. It's definitely going to come back and it's going to reward you. Definitely. There's going to be a reward at the end for taking the time, investing in yourself, spending that extra money just so you can create something that, you know, like I said, experimenting, something that you've never created before. Spend the money. Why not? Go ahead. Take that risk if you can. Now, I'm not saying go and spend money that you don't have, but if you got it, like I said, if you got it, or if you're creative for a living and you got the money, spend the money. Another thing for me that kind of helped me in my creative process, and I know creatives, we can be stingy sometimes when it comes to our art, and we just don't, you know, we don't want to tell anybody because we're scared of opinions. It is okay to ask somebody what you think is going to work and what you think is not going to work. Because to be honest, y'all, this might sound really crazy, but you can't just go off of your opinion all the time when it comes to your art. Sometimes you are going to have to get constructive criticism, but you know what I'm saying? Take that criticism from people that you know not hating on you. Take it from people that you know they want to see you win. Because the people that want to see you win, they're going to be honest with you. If it's something that, you know, it's been on your heart and you feel like you really want to do it, but you don't trust yourself enough for that opinion, ask somebody else for their opinion. See what they think is going to work. Sometimes a part of the process is beyond us. We actually have to get input from other people, because if you know somebody that's really a consumer of art, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you create, why not ask them? Because they're sensitive about it too if they're a consumer. That first investment that started with you, the people that's going to invest in you, those are the people that you should ask for input when it comes to whatever it is that you want to create. Let me open back up about my life a little bit and me currently venturing into the music industry as a creative, not as an artist, because y'all, I don't sing or I don't rap, but if y'all need me on the track, let me know. But as a person who does media or anybody who does marketing, there have been artists that know that I do these things, and they come to me with their art because they know that I'm sensitive about it, because I'm pushing the art out as a media person. I am obviously interested in it if that's my career field. But they'll send me their tapes, they'll send me their demos, and they'll be like, your honest opinion, Ian, what do you think? And honestly, that's an honor, because like I said, as a creative, I already know what it's like being sensitive about your art. I'm real sensitive about my art. Me, myself, I'm super sensitive about it, which is why I definitely didn't just want to come back and just give y'all anything, but I wanted to start off with a raw, honest conversation that I feel like not enough people are having. But like I said, when it comes to music artists, they do it all the time. Visual artists, go ahead, experiment, sketch it out, send it to somebody, see what they think. You can't be afraid of the first no. And here's what I mean by the first no. The first no don't mean it's not a yes behind it. The first no don't mean everybody feel that way. So if somebody, whoever you go to and you trust and you ask if this works, find out why they say no and honestly build upon that. Become a better creative through that constructive criticism. And it's okay to even have, not even just one person, multiple people, but people that you trust and people that you know, like I said, are going to be honest with you. Ask them. If one person say no and one person say yes, that's, you're the deciding factor in between. If they don't like it, but she like it and you like it, put it out. Constructive criticism is not even meant to hurt your feelings. It's meant to, you know, build you up as a better creative. But you got to watch for who is giving you that criticism. Is it somebody that actually wants you to win, or is it somebody that's hating on the low? Now, I told y'all this episode was going to be raw and honest, and so you got to kind of watch out, like I said, for the people that's hating and they really don't want to see you win for real, because it could be people close to you. Sad to say, it could be people close to you. It could be people further away from you, but you got to kind of have that sensitivity enough about your art to know exactly who to ask and who not to ask. Because some people, they just going to hate, and that's all right. But it's up to you, like I said, to be sensitive enough about your art to put it out. Push it out. It got your name on it. Are you proud of it? If you're proud of it, put it out. There's so many ways to get out of creative block. And that's what I found in that month process when I wasn't creating. And part of it, honestly, the first step is to talk about it. Talk about it, talk about it. Just let it out. Literally let it out. Just start saying words if you have to. You keep saying words and you might come across a word. You might want to draw something that reminds you of that word. There can be inspiration in anything. Look at the small things. It's not always the big things. It's not always, oh, it's this big project that's going viral. It could be the small things too. So pay attention to detail. Pay attention to the small things, because the small things are just as important as the big things. And something so small that you feel like it's small might be big to somebody else. And there's your person that's invested in you. There they are. But you gotta invest first, and you gotta believe first, and you can't just sit in creative block forever. You gotta get out of it. I knew that my audience would be so upset with me if I did not come back, and that was not my intent. I know I am made to be a speaker. I'm supposed to be speaking somewhere. That is a part of my purpose, and so if I was to stay mute forever, I wouldn't even be walking in my purpose. You see what I mean? And creatives, creating just might be your purpose, so don't stop creating. Even if you feel like it doesn't measure up to your best work, still put it out. If you're proud of it, if you have a sense of, oh, I'm proud of this, push it out. Somebody's gonna like it. Being a creative, everything, the world we live in, the creative world, is hit or miss. So everything you put out is not gonna be gold. Everybody's not gonna like it. But if you're proud of it and you feel like it's gonna work, then it will work. It might not work with that same audience, but think about it. If it works amongst a different audience, that's you putting two audiences together. The audience that liked the work that you put out before and you want to reach another audience, or you just accidentally reach another audience by something that you created, think about it. That's more people that's investing in you. But it all starts with you. You got to invest in you, and you got to believe in you. And you got to pull yourself out of that creative block, because it feels like a hole. It's honestly a big hole, but it's up to you whether you're gonna pull yourself out or not. Even with everything I'm saying, it's helping me as I go on in my creative process. Like I said, I already have so many ideas in my mind because I am speaking on it, and I promise y'all, it's not because I told you you have to spit it out. No, I feel it. I can literally feel it. Something, there's a thought that's processing in my mind, and honestly, when I'm done recording this, I'm about to go write it down, and I'm about to make it do what it do, because I feel like it's a good idea. And the fact that I love it, I know somebody else is going to like it. I'm not scared of that first no. Everyone wasn't even on board with me starting this podcast, but I wasn't scared of that first no. I got 3K of y'all listening to me right now in 9 countries. Think about that. Had I been scared of that first no, I probably wouldn't have reached 9 countries. I'd be sitting somewhere, probably still doing this podcast, but holding back. This is my true personality. When I come on the mic, this is really me, y'all. Whether it's like a, you know, a more calmer version of me or a more upbeat me, it's all me. Nothing I've said or done on this podcast wasn't me. And nothing I said on here, I feel like wasn't going to help someone. I'm honestly a big fan of these raw conversations because everything is not so scripted. You go behind a creative, like I said, it's creative block. They don't see the ugly, they see the beauty. Once you drop the project, that's the beauty side of it. But we don't discuss the ugly, and I feel like we got to get into that more. The more we discuss the ugly, the more inspired I feel like we'll become. Even think about it, the process is not as hideous as it may seem. It's a beautiful process. It honestly lets you sit and think about how you can become better or, you know, what can you do different to either keep your audience or expand upon your audience and reach new people. And for this season, for that exact reason, this season is not like any other season. This season 3, and I'm only on episode 4 due to that creative block, but I'm so happy to be back. I feel like I couldn't be back at a better time. My second semester junior year is getting ready to start, and I'm just so glad to be sitting right here just pushing these ideas out, just letting y'all know that it happens. You're not going through it alone. Literally everybody experiences creative block. This is a normal thing. So we gotta normalize the normal, and we gotta make sure that we discuss things like this more because it's gonna help somebody. Even if this episode helped you come up with something that you never thought about, please shoot me a DM or share this episode with somebody that you know is going through creative block and they feel like they can't pull themselves out that hole. I promise you, they will. But encourage them to create. Keep encouraging that person to create. Make them want to do it even more. This episode was also inspired by, I got a lot of creative friends, a lot of dope friends, visual artists, recording artists, podcasters like me, photographers, some of everybody. My circle is very diverse when it comes to creating things. I'm talking to them and I know they've already told me, you know, I don't have it. Like, I don't know what to draw or I don't know what to write today. Stay hungry for it. Don't give up. Just keep creating. I promise you, keep creating. Draw a line if you have to. Draw 10 lines if you have to. Take 50 pictures if you have to. Make a collage. You see what I'm saying? Just create. Just keep creating. I promise you, you're going to get out of it. And me talking to this mic, me continuously speaking into this mic, and I'm at 17 minutes. This is my version of getting out of creative block. And I really hope this episode helps you. That was all I had for today's episode. Creatives, like I said, don't stop creating. If you made it to the end, drop a brown heart in my comments. Brown is definitely becoming one of my favorite colors, and it definitely is inspiring me to, you know, get into some more stuff aesthetically. But like I said, that's the end of this episode. That's all I have for y'all today. I'll be back. This is my 2-episode week, so expect another episode at the end of this week. I have a special guest. I have a few special guests coming on this podcast. So stay tuned. Make sure you share this with your favorite creative, somebody that's experiencing creative block, anybody that's doubting themselves, go ahead and share this episode with them. Side note before I end this episode, my listeners, y'all know how I always end it, but today is an actual significant day for me. It's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday, Sean. I love you. 21. Legal. Period. I want to start doing weekly shout outs on here. So like I said, keep interacting in my comments and you might hear your name on here. If you want to discuss your creative block process even more, hit me in my DMs at The Majestic Mix. I respond. Or you can go to my personal page at Maddie by Nature and hit me there too. And just let me know that you came from this episode and we'll talk about it. So that's it for me. I want y'all to keep creating. Y'all know how I end every episode if you've already been here. New listeners, learn it. Y'all be good now. All right. Okay. Bye, y'all. I'll see y'all at the end of this week when I come back with another episode.